Okay, yeah, I got low levels, but it'll work.
Very good. Fire away. This is Ben McGilton, one of our starting defensive linemen.
Ben, when you guys were down 21-9, did you ever sense, a time where it looked, really bad for you, or did you just, during the entire time, realize you guys had a chance to come back?
I think the whole time we realized that we had a chance to, make some plays and get back in the ball game. I don't think we were really out of it, but defensively we knew we had to keep making stops and, give the offense a chance. We didn't necessarily even do the best job at giving our offense a chance. We didn't create any turnovers this week, which is something we try and do. So, but we knew we had a chance the whole time on the bench when Coach Spangler was making adjustments and stuff. We knew you could see it in each other's eyes that, we were going to do what it took to win the football game and give our offense a chance to put some points on the board for us.
How good did it feel as a defense on the sidelines watching your offense? They're struggling. And then that fourth quarter kind of clicks. How good does that feel as a defense, kind of like our efforts paying off because this offense is moving the ball?
It was good to see the offense. They've been working so hard all week long for the past few weeks trying to get it together, and we've needed a spark, and they got that spark in the fourth quarter when Ryan Jackson caught that pass that got us a score, and it just felt good. It felt good to have a kind of a load lifted off our shoulders, because it was kind of the offense stepping up and saying, we got y'all now. I'll just keep making stops and we'll put points up for you.
When he made that catch on the sidelines, did you guys think he caught the ball and it was close? Well, when they were reviewing it, what were you guys saying on the sideline?
I don't know. What catch?
The Ryan Jackson catch.
I mean, I thought he caught it, but also a lot of us were thinking there really wasn't enough camera angles. I mean, it was not like watching Sunday Night Football or something like that, where they have all like 27 different camera angles on one play. I didn't think they were going to be able to overturn it, from the standpoint of what they had on video evidence.
Was he scare you, worry you? I mean, intimidate you? Any of those words come to mind with them coming to town?
Not really. Boise State's a great football team. They've been winning for a lot of years, but they do like to run the football, but that's what we try and stop. And I think, if we play our best game that we've played so far this year, we have a chance to beat them, just like anybody else on our schedule.
What's been the main difference for you guys? I mean, defensive production is up a whole lot from last year, and just what's been the difference for you guys? How have y'all been able to improve so much?
I think attitude has a lot to do with it. The attitude that Coach Spangler and Coach Dooley bring to practice every day, they motivate us. Practice is pretty intense, and we practice a lot of game situations. I think maturity, I think we're a lot more mature on the defensive side of the ball. Some of the guys that are playing last year, like De'Anthony Smith, who was a true freshman last year and started a lot, is a much more mature player now. I think, just overall maturity of the defense and scheme. I think our scheme this year goes better with our personnel. I think our personnel fits a 4-3 a lot better than it did a 3-4. And I just feel like, our playmakers have confidence this year and they're making plays.
Any more questions for Ben?